Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Thursday, November 11th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Food for the Hungry has won an $8.2 million five-year federal grant aimed at preventing the spread of HIV/AIDS. What's unusual is there are no strings attached. FFH's Ben Homan says it's aimed at mobilizing faith-based and community organizations towards abstinence-based education.
We want to multiply impact, and the way you multiply impact is to have grassroots support and grassroots volunteers in communities in countries throughout Africa. And our best grassroots is working through the church.
Next, the terror continues for Iraq's Christians as two more churches were bombed by Islamic extremists earlier this week in Baghdad. At least three people were killed and 40 injured in the blast that occurred within 10 minutes of each other. A wave of bombings hit Baghdad this week as U.S. forces launched an attack to capture the rebel-held city of Fallujah. Pray for peace in Iraq and that God will give Iraqi Christians protection and endurance in this fearful time. And while aid to Togo remains frozen due to human rights issues, there are some agencies making great strides there. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism Sharon Rahilly is a nursing educator in their Togo hospital. She says they need a surgeon, and that need has reached critical stage.
We have talked about everything from having to close the hospital if we do not have a surgeon to curtailing activities, perhaps giving forced time off to the hospital employees. So it is a critical need for January. And actually, we have no career surgeon for Togo on the horizon.
Rahilly says their goal, aside from physical healing, is sharing the gospel, leading to numerous church plants. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring the upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, please call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage the church to get involved. You can also sign up at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.